Although I identify myself as very spiritual, I am not a religious person, nor am I even remotely biblically literate. However, over the course of my life, I have attended a variety of churches, and there are about 5 at best sermons I can recall. I'd like to share a message that came from one of those. It is not a religious message, but since I can't give credit to the minister, since I don't remember who it was, I at least wanted to be clear that this is not my original work. However, it is something I've thought of many times and find useful, and I hope that you will too. The story he told went something like this. When I was studying to be a minister, I went to my mentor, and I asked him for advice about how to be a great minister. My mentor told me, "Remember this, when you fall on your face," at which point the storyteller interrupted his own story and said he was disheartened because his mentor had not said to him, "If you fall on your face," but rather, "When you fall on your face." And then he continued, "When you fall on your face, remember to fall forward. That way, when you get up, you will be further ahead than you were when you went down." I remember this story because, frankly, I think it's brilliant. The reality is that we all will fall on our face sooner or later. Some of us will fall down repeatedly. I am particularly prone to clumsiness myself. So learning to fall forward comes in pretty handy. It saves you time. Falling down isn't so bad. Sure, you could get a little bruised up, but it also gives you a different viewpoint of yourself and the world. It can teach us humility, patience, and even gratitude, both from our ability to get back up and for those who lend us a hand to assist. Falling down isn't nearly as bad as being afraid to fall. And I'm going to say more about that very soon. What does falling forward look like? It means not considering yourself a complete failure when you fall. It means not telling yourself you are a jerk because you made a mistake. Falling forward means realizing that a little stumble doesn't mean you start back over at square one. Even if you literally do start back at square one, you do so with the knowledge that you were further ahead before and you can get back there again from memory. You don't have to create the path all over again. How do you feel about falling? I'd love to hear your thoughts. Thanks for listening and have a great day.